W8FU, Sean, KE8BSI.
WABD Mobile, FBI.
N8WRO, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. What up? I am traveling towards Clinton Township.
Very good. Good to have you in that same position. And I have a request, but of course it's up to you guys. If you could get me dispatched as soon as you can, then I can get the other member on the road. But obviously you guys got to do what you got to do over there first.
Yeah, official time starts at 9, and it's going to, well, initiate on 7.2, and then I guess from what I've understood from yesterday's little grapple, you probably know this too, because I think you built the outline. That's where it'll start, but I have yet to hear from John Hagan, and he is going to be the master of ceremonies, so I'm assuming they're trying to get the equipment hooked up to the sky.
Good deal. Yeah, I'm sending him an email right now just to make sure he's got the latest roster. We got one more member, so that's good, late last night. So we added another member. Hopefully he'll check in. Name is Cliff. Forget the call sign, but it's on the roster. And any news from Central Michigan regards the digital aspect?
Not at all. The only thing I did notice this morning, I was playing last night. I was programming up another radio, was 5-3, event one, event two, 5-4, do not show up on Brandmeister. So I'm wondering if that's where everything is going to be okay. Tell me. Because, plus what the other gentleman, 88 White, said yesterday, the two different sea bridges. So I have a feeling we'll be okay. And if not, they're going to get channel busy, or we'll get channel busy, which is fine.
Understood. Go with the plan of 5-3, unless we're told otherwise. Sounds good, Wally. Have a good set. Be listening on UHF and VHF right now. I do have my HT tuned to statewide 1 currently, but the Connect Systems is in the car, deployed and tested. So we ready to go pick up Tom up north there when you guys get all situated, but I will be checking in to the net on my base station here. Have a good one, Wally, in AWRO.
Okay, yeah, and one other thing, too. One of the antennas is in my truck here right now. I'm heading back there, so we have to go up and put up one more antenna. But that's easy. The bracket's all done. It's all permanently mounted. It's basically just drop in, hook up the coax, and put one screw to it.
Oh, yeah, I think you guys are good on time. If Dave's in front of you, he's probably either getting there or already there. You're en route, Mike's en route, and don't know about John, but I'm sure he's probably en route knowing him. So it's going to be good. I'll be standing by over here in AWRO.
WBD. On a lighter note, I picked up a P25 HT Handy Doggy VHF for $51 last night.
Sweet. I don't know how you got that deal.
Well, hopefully it's not too good to be true, but needs a battery. You can get the batteries from Amazon. So we shall see. But I should have something VHF anyways, you know. 7.2, the AWOJ.
Yeah, they're starting to test over there. All right, sounds good. I'll have to check that out. Have a good one again. N-A-W-R-O.
Somebody was in there. Go ahead. K-A-W-O-J. Did you fellas say that the set starts at 9 o'clock? Heck, I've been ready since 6:30. From the outline that I read, I'm not very high up the totem pole as far as things, but from the outline, that the last outline I read, yes, it's 9 o'clock is the official start time. And 147-200 is where you want to be.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now I got to twiddle myself and find something to do till 9 o'clock.
My ears are burning over here.
Try it again.
My ears are burning over here. I hear you talking about me.
Hey, how's it going?
No way to the EOC for our set.
Yeah, we got pretty good guy for the leader, and he's very talented in those respects.
Yeah, really, unfortunately we don't have the volunteers that we really need, so we considered our scenario that their EOC is being moved as setting up a temporary EOC, so we can radios online, everything in our EOC.
Oh, I gotta go to a better channel. Alright, I'm on Warren, so, yeah. Well, I think we're all gonna have fun today. That's all that really matters. And the learning curve, that's the biggest part about all of this stuff, you know. So if anything does happen, you know what's got to be done, and also it kind of shakes up the tree a little bit. You know, there were some antennas in the sky that needed to be fixed. I mean, nothing super big, but, you know, all those little things that take some time. And I'm getting a call from somebody or something. Just a second.
Hey, would be A1.
ABAY, WVD. Good morning.
So I heard you guys are having a big snowstorm.
Today. I wonder if anybody's going to be at breakfast.
Yeah, we got the fall set going on today. Yeah,
you're in and out there. So, Wally, what radio did you pick up?
P25, Tate, handheld, TP. Something, TP91 something, handheld for $51. There's like three of them left. Needs a battery, but that's okay. I could use a good VHF radio. You know, the ARPSC really does belong on VHF, so.
Will you do me a favor and send me the link for where you got that? I might be interested.
Okay. They're simple to program. The software is all over the place, and if you don't have it, I got tons of them. I just got to get a cable and a battery. I think it even came with a lapel microphone.
All right. Yeah, it might be nice just to have. For that price, you can't beat it. Can't believe it's that cheap.
That's what I thought. Be worth it. Hey, Sean, you around somewhere? Yeah, I'm not sure. I know Mike NAVZZ is not going to be at the Breakfast Club either, so I'm not sure. I think Sean was planning, but I don't know. I know he was fighting some viral thing, so, and I'm not sure, you know, what his plans are, but, you know. Because if anything does happen, he has to, be available for all sorts of things. So I think he's going to do a couple cameo appearances for us, but, you know, things of that nature. So I'm not sure. I can't speak for him on the Breakfast Club. You're a lot of noise, Don, but go ahead.
No, I couldn't tell who that was. He said that was Don. Okay. It was all nice. All right. I found that your set. I've been so occupied with going back and forth to Cleveland and stuff, I didn't even realize there was all going on. So. All right. Catch later. KATR.
NAC Admiral. Thank you, WDA for another request.
NADBF.
N8VDZ testing.
N8VDZ, hear you loud and clear. WA4MLD. We hear you loud and clear. To reply to your message, WA4MLD. Nobody else seems to be on here, so I thought I'd just let you know. WA4MLD.
Copy that, MLD. Thanks for your call back. We are running a simulated emergency drill here in Macomb County, and we are switching to this repeater. And so just wanted to give it a quick check and make sure we were hitting it.
That sounds good here. We've been monitoring all morning, also listening to 7.2. So we'll be standing by WA4MLD.
Net control 5012 on UHF.
WA8MAC, WA8MAC, KCKJO for a comms check. This is a drill. This is a test.
KCAKJO WAAMZ on KAFBI repeater, using it as auxiliary backup. Go ahead.
WAAMAC KCAKJO, just confirming we are on the correct tower and waiting for our next assignment. We are available and deployable. Back to net K. KCAKJO, this is the test. KCAKJO.
Very good. Attention all stations. This is WA8MAC, a part of the Macomb and statewide emergency test. All digital communications have failed. We've been advised to move over here to use this as a control channel, possibly a dispatch channel. Just to let everybody know that this repeater is being used for a simulated emergency test, being Macomb County ARPSC. This is W8BD. Stand by, please. KCAKJO from WAAMAC, your location, please.
This is a drill. WA8MAC, KCKJO. Current location is City of Memphis, Cross Street, Main Street, and Potter. Major Cross Street, Main Street, and Boardman Road. This is a test. KCKJO.
K8WOJ to WA8MAC. WA8MAC, KEAWOJ.
Stand by.
This is KAWA Mobile. Go ahead.
KCAKJO.
Yes, sir. KEAWOJ, status report on deployment. To 361753 30 Mile.
Ready for instruction.
The intersection of 30 Mile and Forest Avenue. There is approximately a foot and a half of snow. The wind is 40 mile an hour out of the southwest, causing drifting and black ice conditions. The snow is causing branches and trees to come down onto lines and roadways causing treacherous driving. That's about it. The roads are somewhat accessible, but very treacherous. KAWOJ, back to net control.
Copy that, KAWOJ. Advise us when you're back at your home.
Roger that, KAWOJ. Out.
NAWRO, KCAKJO, do you copy?
WAMAC, KCAKJO, and NAWRO, you are stepped on. Go ahead with your instructions. This is a test, this is a test, this is a test, KCAKJO.
Just as an FYI, all other amateurs, this frequency is being used for a statewide emergency simulated test at the Macomb County location. It is not being used for regular, normal amateur use at the current time. Copy, KCAKJO. You're going to 35200 Division Street in Richmond. It is a warming center. Need to know if it's open, power is on, and if it's accessible.
WA8MAC, KCKJO, copy, 35200 Division, Richmond, en route 1122. This is a test, this is a test, this is a test. KCKJO, clear.
W8FU, W8FU from WA8MAC, Macomb County Air, PSC, part of the drill. Your status.
W8MAC from W8FU. I was just about ready to call in. Was waiting for the air to clear. I finally got pulled from the snowdrift I was stuck in by a friendly truck pulling by. I'm not going to attempt to drive anymore. My vehicle is it's an all-wheel drive, but it's not quite tackling this. Skies look like they're clearing a little bit, but the snow is, you know, I'd say 15, 18 inches, and now it's starting to blow and drift, and I did get some pictures showing the road was impassable on the Quinter north of 12 Mile Road. I went south, a couple of closed gas stations, very bad conditions, and I'm finally home and safe, and I will be finishing up from here due to lack of transportation that will handle this weather. Back to net control, W8FU.
Okay, Sean, appreciate it. We're going to make you out of service, and stay home, and thank you for your help. W8MAC.
Net control, KWA, standing by. This is a drill.
KWA, stand by. Sean, did you copy? W8FU from W8MAC.
W8MAC from W8FU. Yes, understood, out of service. This is W8FU. Thank you.
Okay, second station calling. Go ahead. This is W8MAC. Kind of a tongue twister. I'll get used to it. Go ahead with your traffic.
Net control. This is K8WA. I was called with an assignment, but never in replied. Waiting for my assignment. K8WA.
Okay, give me a second to find out what that's about.
WA8MAC, 88OD reporting for deployment.
88OD, standby.
This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill. Net control, this is KF8DBZ. I am on site at the church.
KF8DBZ, KF8DBZ, standby.
W8MAC, this is CE8LAX. I am still on site at 50560 Patricia at the Chesterfield Library, standing by and awaiting further instructions.
Stand by, LAX. Filing up here. Okay, we're going to start with, from W88MAC to K8WA. Copy.
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha, KWA, standing by.
Copy address, 54205 Washington, 50205 Washington Street in New Baltimore. Observe power, observe access, and general well-being of the place, and time-stamped photos sent back to DLC. K8WA, do you copy?
W88MAC from W8EPD arrived at my location 60980 Ormo Road, Lenox Township.
W8EPD, go ahead. You said you're in Lenox Township. Okay. Conditions.
Conditions, I-94 was snow covered but plowed, passable. Primary roads are decent shape but still snow covered. Secondary roads are difficult to pass. All-wheel drive, four-wheel drive recommended. They are working on the snow at the location. They have a parking lot that will hold approximately 60 vehicles. They say they can do about 300 people inside, keeping them warm. There is one person from the church here at this time. I'm also with KF8ABZ in the lot at this time.
Very good. Return to your home. Let us know when you're there. Thank you.
Does that go for KF8ABZ as well? He's having a difficult time getting the Warren repeater. I am on the Richmond repeater.
Yeah, well, we're piling up here, and we're like two or three behind. So, yes, if DPD would like to go, that would be fine, too. KF8DPZ, I believe, is the call that you're looking at.
Roger. DPZ said affirmative. He will check in when he hits home. UTH.
Thank you. K8WA, did you copy your guidance? 54205 Washington in New Baltimore.
This is K8WA. I did copy, tried to respond. The conditions here are such that I don't think I would be able to get there from this location. I was wondering if there was something in the Warren area that I could check in on or do an observation report. KWA, this is a drill.
Okay. All right. Stand by. We'll have to get back to you. LAX, did you have traffic for WA8MAC? I have you written down here, too. W8MAC. This is KE8LAX. Go ahead. Right, you checked in and we did not note it. What do you got for us, sir?
I gave my report to 7.2 and I was still on site at my deployment location, 50560 Patricia at the Chesterfield Library, and I was awaiting further instructions, still on site. This is a drill. This
KE8LAX. From WA8MAC.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 SS Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 SS Tango Quebec. Do you read me? Kilo Foxtrot 8 SS Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 SS Tango Quebec. Do you read me?
Yeah, cop, stand by, please. We're waiting for guidance. KF 8 ETQ. From WA8MAC. Do you copy?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, affirmative. And you've got a Roger beep on your radio that's got to go. 31029 Comcast Drive, New Haven. Can you go there for us?
WA8MAC, WA8MAC, KCHKJO.
Stand by, Tom. KFA ETQ. Do you copy? KCAKJO from WA8MAC. Dispatch control. Go ahead.
WA8MAC KCAKJO arrived at 35200 Division Library, Richmond, Michigan at 11:36. Stand by for report. KCKJO, this is the desk.
KFA-GTQ, KFA-GTQ. Was that 31209 Comcast Drive, 31209 Comcast Drive?
31029 Comcast Drive.
WA8MAC, KE8WOK, arriving at QTH at 11:40.
WJO, appreciate it. Your assignments are done for the day. Listen out. The drill's going to end in about 20 minutes anyways. So we appreciate it, and thank you for your efforts. And stand by for the hot wash right around noon.
WAEMAC KCKJO with report.
Stand by. KCKJO, go ahead.
WA8MAC KCKJO. Warming center at 35200 Division. Power is on by generator. The lot is plowed, but it is slippery, so caution when walking. We are available with hot drinks and snacks. And 32 Mile Road is not plowed, but it is drivable. This is the test. This is the test. This is the test. KCKJO clear.
KCAKJO and NAWRO, thank you for your efforts. Return to your stations and advise us when you're there. There'll be a hot wash of sorts right around noon. At least that's what I'm being told right now. WA8MAC, I am W8B, and this is net control. Check that 10 minutes till timeout. 10 minutes till timeout. W8BD, W8MAC, control dispatch.
Well, you want us to go to 7.2 to check out of the net, NAWRO.
Yeah, that would probably be a good. We've got separated. That was one of the opportunity costs of the DMR system failing. So we've gotten separated. He's probably five people down from me. So, yeah, go ahead and check out with him, too, as well.
Understood, sir. Both units are going to my QTH, and we'll check out there, and we will be destinated, and we'll do the hot wash for my QTH. NAWRO clear.
W88MAC 88OD, still standing by for deployment instructions.
88LP, we didn't forget about you. You're on my list, but we've been really, really busy, as you can tell. John, generally what we need is the conditions in Oakland County. I believe that's where you are from. And just an update of how the weather is looking there and how you think your community is dealing with this situation. This is a test. This is a test. And WA8MAC. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah, not as much snow as what you guys have over there, probably 18 inches. Stuff's starting to get plowed. I'm not too far off Long Lake here, and that's a major thoroughfare through here, so that's seems like they're working on that. Stuff's going down. Neighborhoods haven't got hit yet or haven't been plowed yet, so streets inside the neighborhood are rather impassable unless you're using four-wheel drive. But things do seem to be getting cleaned up. This is a test, this is a test, this is a test, ADOD.
Appreciate your efforts. Sorry we couldn't utilize you more, but we had a lot of opportunities here and a lot of exciting challenges. So thank you, and you're welcome to listen out. I guess there's going to be a follow-up from Dave right around noon, and that will be on 147-200.
Copy that. I'll QSY over there now. ADOD, clear. Test, 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 test.
Test, 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 test. Thank you. KCAKJO, NAWRO, your status.
NAWRO here for KCAKJO. We arrived at my QTH. We'd like to check out of the net now, and we will stand by for the hot wash. This is a test. This is a test. NAWRO back to net.
Very good. I've been just informed you need to go 147-200 to check out. He's got the master sheet.
Copy that. QSY over there, and I'll check out there. Thanks, Wally. N8WRO clear.
W8AMAC. AD8OP. John, you still there?
Yeah, AD8 would be here.
I need you also to check out on 147-200, please.
Will do. Go there now. Thanks. Either of you.
KF8ETQ. KF8ETQ, your status. Attention all stations on the FBI network 442.600. Please remind yourselves to check out with the lead frequency, which is 147-200. 147, is that right? 147-200. When you completed your assignments or when you're home or to check out. The official channel to check out is 147-200, the WA8MAC machine. Thank you. This is a test. This is a test. From the Macomb County ARPSC.
We missed your call. Whiskey Alpha Mobile.
A second. Station calling, go ahead. WAVD.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. I'm still on site at the library and still awaiting further instructions.
KE8LAX, give us your report and then head home. Go ahead. We're winding down here, and also make sure that you report out on 147-200 when you get home.
Go ahead.
Yes, Net Control, would you like my report again? I gave my report to 7.2 when I arrived. That was before we made the official switch over.
No negative if he's got it. That's fine. Head home, head to your QTH, and then also check out when you are at your QTH on 147-200. I apologize, but we have been separated when the DMR system went down.
Copy that. Returning to QTH. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. This is a drill.
Roger. Appreciate it. All stations, we are winding down here. Please report to 147-200 when you get to your QTH or if you are en route to your home station. This is Whiskey Alpha 8 MAC, Macomb County, ARPSC. Attention to everyone involved in the Macomb County ARPSC simulated emergency test. We are going to put this repeater, just this repeater, back to normal amateur use, and everyone should report back on our normal channel of 147-200. If you're still out and about and we still have you on the log, please check out on 147-200. And thank you, everyone, for your help. This is WA8MAC. I am WA8BD. And thank you, everyone, for your help. ARPSC, clear. Macomb County ARPSC would also like to thank the owners of the K8 FBI repeater system for letting us use their system. Thank you, Sean, from all of us. We appreciate your efforts. We appreciate your great coverage of your system. This is WA8MAC.
Summertime, over 2. You know, The weather, I don't know what's happening. The weather has changed a lot. You know, this is October. It should be not that hot, 82 degrees weather. That is a lot.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. We're probably going to pay for it later this year, but who knows. Looks like we're going to get some rain here coming up Tuesday, so that'll be a good thing. So, but definitely don't have to cut the grass as much right now, that's for sure. It's kind of dormant, I guess, but that's okay. And have you been on 10 meters at all lately? Any 10-meter stuff going on?
Yes, I've been on 10 meters. There's nothing going on except one person out there. And back and forth. Yesterday was all day thing. 10 meters, nothing going on. At 20 meters, only a couple of people. I got a question for you. That repeater by you there, the ham repeater, is it K8OPG or is it KB8 or KB8?
PMY.
Maybe sometime I
want to
get a hold of you.
Okay, what repeater are you talking about? UHF for 2 meters? What they're Jack?
An All-Star. Sorry about that. All-Star repeater. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. The K8OBG. And a KB8PMY and KB8PMY again.
Yeah, I'll have to look those up. I don't follow that connection wise that way. Yeah, I'll have to look that up for you. You said All Star, you go through All Star?
Yes, I do have All-Star. I do have All-Star. I have the other one, too.
Yeah, okay, real good. Well, I tell you what, RF-wise, the big one down here, if you can hit it during the opening like this going on, 444.050, 444.050. Maybe you've been on that one or listen to it at least. That's the big one. It's on a commercial TV tower down here, and it's got a big footprint. So it's like a 131.8 PL. A new one, you might be able to hear in Ontario, 147.360, 147.360, 114.8. That's got a heck of a footprint also. I listened to that one also, Jack, go ahead.
Roger, yeah. I tried that one, 147.360. It did not work. I don't know why, but it did not work on the UIT 9600. But I'll try that. You said 444. What else?
Yeah, 050. 050. And another one that's in the Toledo area that's got a heck of a footprint, too, that nobody seems to use, 443-300, and I think it's a 103.5 PL also. You might want to try going over there if you want to there, Jack.
I'll try to do that. Maybe tomorrow I'll do that because today I'm a little bit busy. And I got to go over the family's house, so that's why. What else are you?
Okay, no problem. Well, yeah, I'm surprised you only hear that 360, but I maybe it's the propagation because it's coming a heck of a strong signal now. But anyway, that's the Ontario system up there, and they've got a heck of a system. Anyway, I'll let you go, Jack. I know you're busy, so thanks for coming back to me, and we'll talk soon. Have a great rest of the weekend there. Have a great one. KF8DOC and 8WJ, is that 73?
Dan, good to hear you out there. Good talking to you anyhow. We'll talk again tomorrow. KF8DRC.
assisting.
KD8VSI mobile.
NADDF.
NADDF.
What's up, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Not so bad for a Saturday.
Not a percent right. Warm weather. Good weather. Can't forget about that one.
I wouldn't mind the weather to cool down a little bit, though.
Yeah, you're right, except water a little bit for that grass.
Yeah, it's not doing so hot. The front yard did great, but the backyard, it's just been too hot. None of it took.
Yeah, that's right. Same thing here. Very dry. I tried watering yesterday. I watered it yesterday, the day before. I don't know for how long more. They said till Tuesday, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. The drought's been getting old. I mean, it's cool. Got me enough time to get some stuff done in the yard, but I'm ready for some rain now.
Need a lot of that rain, though. We do, because that grass is just too dry.
I'm getting tired of watering every day is the main thing.
Right, but you know what? It's not getting any green. I don't know why.
It's too hot out.
I see what you're saying. Anyhow, did you get that 9600 going?
I did. That's actually what I'm talking on right now, believe it or not.
Good. Did you put the ISS there too?
No, I haven't done anything with that, but I forgot that that's that easy. I should. What are the caps files I got to load in?
Well, I can't remember. Erica will remember that. I talked on for them about 2 months ago. I was talking to them on that 9600 from the house.
Yeah, I'm going into Richmond right now on 1 watt, so it's a good radio. I mean, I know the antenna is 99% of that, but I've been quite happy with it so far.
It is. I like it. I really do like it. A lot of people says, I'm on medium watt, and they said, you know, you sound like, oh, like that, you know what I'm saying? I guess I got to get away from the mic a little bit.
Hey, DDF, did you flash OpenGD77 on it, or are you using the stock firmware?
Honest with you, who programmed it? Eric. And I did the rest of it.
Well, if Eric did it, I'm sure it's got OpenGD77 on it.
You know what, you're right. Same as that 390. I got the 390 too. And that is it's a very, very good radio.
Do you
get the 5-watt
or the 10-watt model?
Oh, you know, I ain't going for 5-watt. I like the 10-watt. You can contact the ISS in it, too, when you get that antenna.
I have an RT3S that I used to use for the ISS, 5-watt. OpenGD77. It works great. I sold my Aero antenna, though. Tom, though, so he's got it. I don't know if he's done anything with it yet, but, yeah, if you have the antenna, it makes it easy.
It's easy and nice and clear. I was last year with Captain Don, and Captain Don had it, and he was contacting all over the place. We were in the park, by the way.
Yeah, Captain Don's an astronaut.
Right, because I even told him, I said, hey, you want me to talk to them and be there with them? He didn't like that at all. He didn't want to be with them at all.
I've been talking a whole lot, not recently at least, but I did hear him on here the other day.
I think when you were speaking, you know, it was like that. I don't know why. Are you on a medium or are you on high watt or where are you?
I'm on 1 watt. Am I coming in now?
Oh, it got worse.
That's weird.
And when you're talking, talk across the mic. That way, you know, your breath doesn't come out. And that's what everybody told me.
Was I coming in like I was breathing? Excuse me. Or was I coming in staticky?
Not staticky, just the audio.
Should have cleared up now. I'm on 10 watts.
Give me a count to five, and I'll tell you.
One, two, three, four, five.
Four and five, they're really excellent. The first one and two and three, it was not bad. But four and five was really excellent. Your regular voice when you talk every day on the radio in the morning.
Okay, bumped up to 25 watts. Is this better?
Yes, it's a lot better.
Watts is pretty much where I keep everything all the time, whether it's base station or mobile, so I was just screwing around with these lower power ones for the nodes and all that, because it's, I think it goes down to what, 500 milliwatts, 750 milliwatts, then it goes 1, 5, 10, 25, 40. Although, yeah, because you've got, I'm pretty sure you've got OpenGD 77 on yours.
My same thing, it's Open 77. You're right.
So you got that 390, have you done anything with DMR?
I listened to the ISS from that one, and also the hotspot. Wow, it was so beautiful on the hotspot. I mean, I talked to the guy in Australia on that hotspot, using that was a blue, some Master Blue or something like that. I forgot the name of it.
Blue DV.
Master Blue, it's an app. You put it on your computer, and you can talk all over the world. I can send you a picture of it if you want.
No, it's all right. I've got my open spot. I can jump around with that thing. It does all my digital stuff.
What? I don't know. You know. I forgot his name anyhow. He talks Italian on it. If you want to know how to do that, I mean, it's no problem. Just open that Meister Blue or Meister or something like that, and you can talk Italian. He talks always Italian on it.
The last guy I talked to that was speaking Italian, it was on 20 meters HF, and he was in Italy. It was pretty cool, but I got to clear out of here. All these kids just came inside, and they're louder than I'll get out, so I'm going to clear out, but I'll probably be back later. Good talking to Jack. Hey, DVF. Catch you when you get back.
Go ahead. Good talking to you. KFA-DRC.
Yeah, I think that's Dino you're talking about. KFA-CAR. He, gets on an Italian talk group on Brandmeister and chats with chats back home.
You're right, Sean, and thank you.
How you doing today, Jack? Everything going well? Nice day.
very nice. I just came from my sister's house, and I'm on my destination. It's a really a beautiful day, and I don't know for how long this beautiful day is going to stay like that.
Yep, yep. Indian summer just rocks right along, so I'll take it. But, I mean, I like fall, but I'm not going to complain about this. This is beautiful. And it gets cool in the evening, so we get to enjoy the cool, crisp evenings, which is nice. You get all the ducting and all that good stuff. Not so fun. All right, anyhow, I've been really battling with this thing I got going on here. It had me really down this morning, so I didn't make breakfast. I didn't think it was going to do a little putzing around with the set, but not nearly as much as I wanted to because I wasn't really up to it. Been keeping the vocal time to a minimum. So we'll catch you later. Good hearing you. After yours, W8FU.
I'm glad you didn't come in. I didn't go either because, you know, last week I was there, and there was a guy there. He was coughing and all that, and, I was going to get out of there, you know. I mean, what the heck? This guy, he's eating and coughing a little bit. And that's not right, you know. He said with the people, you know, nothing wrong with them. Then you get somebody coughing and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, that's exactly why I didn't go the last 2 weeks. Wasn't gonna share with you guys. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
John, good to hear you out there. KFA-DRC.
Hey, Sean, real quick, found some towers out in this area. Oh yeah, we'll have to pursue. By the way, did you ever get the 857 cooking? I did. I got it working. I'm actually looking at programming cables right now because I couldn't do a whole lot. I mean, I could front panel program it, but doing the UHF, VHF stuff was kind of a challenge because it's so menu-driven. So I'm going to get a cable here, mess with that, but I'm 99% confident that you got a deal. Okay, well, play with them both, see what you think, and all that. And again, I'm in no rush at all, so I don't think I would have a cable for that. Because if none of the cables you got for your 500 or any of the other rigs, those won't do it. So if that's the case, then yeah, I wouldn't have a cable. No, don't worry about it. It's a mini 8-bin. So I might have one. I got to do some digging, but it's $20. It should be here tomorrow, so no big deal. All righty. Sounds like a winner. So be curious to see how it works out. It is a pretty cool rig. Very, very cool. I really didn't tell nobody about it because, you know, I figured I'd drag my feet on it. But my problem is I do that too much. I got so many things sitting here, I'll get around to it, and I won't. So I'm glad to be happy if you, I don't care either way, but if you want it, then good deal. Glad it's going to somebody that's looking for something like that. Because it was so appealing to me, I was just sitting there looking at it going, yeah, I'm going to hang that in the back shelf there and get to it, which I won't. You are the man with the gear, that's for sure. But yeah, I think I'm going to end up building that in a little oil man pack portable setup that I can take pretty much anywhere. All I need is an antenna put up. So I think you got yourself a deal. Let me program it up, make sure that's not a nightmare, which I don't think it will be, and we'll be good. Okay, enjoy. And like I said, no rush. Take your time. Be sure. Catch you later. And get go hydrate some more. Seems to be the best thing for this. W8FU. All right, Sean, I appreciate you, man. Hope you feel better. I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow. NADDF.
ATE. Pass.
WDHKLL, KSA DIC. I guess one more time. WDHKLL, KSA DIC. KSA DIC. We're clear.